first guest on today's Big Blend Radio Garden Gossip Show with Nancy and I and nature photographer Margot Carrera is popular Danish garden designer Claus Dalby. Now, he is known as the Scandinavian Martha Stewart. So I don't know if he hangs out with Snoop Dogg, too.
Yeah.
The Scandinavian Martha Stewart, and his new book is out. In fact, it's actually the English adaption of his popular book that was done in his country, but it is called Containers in the Garden. It is out now through Cool Springs Press, which is part of Quarto Books. Quarto Books is incredible. I mean, if it's you want to do anything, how to do it yourself, that is the publisher you want to check out. But you can get the book at any garden store, any bookstore, wherever you shop for books, you can get it. And I also encourage you to go to his website. I know we have a lot of listeners from around the world and in Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. So go to klausdalby.dk. He also has an awesome Instagram channel, and so now I'm hooked on that. So go look him up there. But welcome, Klaus. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very fine. Thank you. And thank you so much for inviting me. It's such an honor for me to go to the States now.
Hey, we like this because we get to go to Denmark. Chat with you. And also, you know, we love your book. It's so full of color. It gets us all excited to get out and planting. But this book, Containers in the Garden, so this was one that was done in Scandinavia, correct, first?
Yes. I can tell you that I have been writing around 30 books about flowers, planting, and designs. And Cool Spring wanted to publish my book about container gardening. And I'm so pleased at that. I'm also very, very pleased that people seem to like it. I can see you, as you say, I'm quite active on Instagram. I think I now have around 440,000 followers from all over the world, and it's such a pleasure to see people share the book, and I'm so pleased to have this in English, and thank you also for your interest.
Oh, no, it's exciting. All of us are, you know, we just love that we actually have tulips out the window here because
now
we feel even closer to you, but, you know, I wanted to ask you, what led you into container gardening? Is it something you're seeing also in your region of the world that more and more people are doing pots? Like, we are seeing more here because if people are living in smaller spaces and then also just for decor, what led you to containers?
Yes, I would say I'm started with this container planting for around 25 years ago. And I'm mad about containers. I have a quite big garden, but I also have many spaces with pots. I think I don't know if I have 2,000 or maybe 3,000. And also, if you go on my social medias, I also have a YouTube channel, and then you can see some of my arrangements. But I think it's amazing to work with containers, and you. Mm-hmm. As you are mentioning, you can do it in the cities, you can do it in the countryside, you can do it in small places. And if I should explain what I am doing, I'm planting just one variety in each pot. Very often you see that people are planting different varieties, but it can also be nice. But I think it's much easier if you just have one variety in each pot, because it means that you can move them around. And if something is fading, you can take it in, you can take it out, and then you can replace it with other plants. And just now you're talking about the tulips, and they will start to flower in few days. We have now all the daffodils, and this is, I think, is just an amazing time. And yes, I'm looking so much forward to the spring season with all my containers.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, I was just going to say that I personally love containers because we've lived in desert areas, and as a person who really loves gardening, I found containers on the patio to be really artistic, and you can switch them up and say, okay, you're blooming, so you get to come in the front, and you can have different size containers, and it's like having an orchestra plant.
Yes.
And you can do anything you want.
Yes, and I know that it can be quite a big job with watering, but if mm-hmm. you take time and water the plants, you can have the most amazing design, and sometimes it's more difficult to make a border. I really think playing with pots and containers, you can hear that I really love that. And I think also if you go on my social medias, you will see many pictures of what I do. And I do it the whole year around. Just now we have planted dahlia tubers, and we also have dahlia tubers in pots. And I love to work with the colors and the shapes. And I think it's a quite easy way of gardening.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask, you know, right now people are planting for spring and some started early and then some got frost, like Margo. I know you got that. You got the frost kick there. But when you're doing pots, because it's interesting how you work with color, you know, you were saying you put, you know, one variety in one pot, you know, but then you'll do, you know, this similar kind of colors, like a whole arrangement. So it really stands out. And you've got all the different textures by using how you build that. I want to talk about that. But do you plant by seedling and then put them out, you know, kind of hide them in the garden shed and then come run out when they're flowering? Or how do you get started with them?
Yes.
Or do you plant them
today,
once they're already blooming?
Yes, we start with, I can say, when you talk about frost, we always start with pansies, Viola cornutas, bellies, wallflowers, because it's okay if they get some minus degrees. It's especially the Viola cornutas, the pansies and the bellies, and then we have all the spring bulbs. But then I have a lot of perennials. I have many annuals. Today in one of my greenhouses, I have had a cozy time sowing a lot of seeds for annuals. Maybe some people will think it's a bit early. Some will think it's a bit late. But I think it's really the time now to sow. And also, I'm sometimes sowing direct in pots. And then I'm using small trees in pots. I'm using small shrubs in pots. And very important thing for me is also to use foliage plants, because there are so many great foliage plants. And I think you need them together with the flowers. And the mm-hmm. thing is that normally flowers will just last for maybe 3, maybe 4 weeks. But when you're talking about the foliage plants, you will have them for the whole season.
Mm-hmm. See, that's cool. Margo, do you have any questions for Klaus since you've been planting?
Oh, I'm just, let me just say, I just went to Instagram. And I'm looking at the beautiful pictures. I'm in heaven here. Oh, my gosh. I love what you're doing.
I also love to make these small films. And I also need to say that I'm such a privileged person. I have two gardeners, but I always say that I'm still the head gardener. But also, if you go to my Instagram account and see also on YouTube and see the film clips, I know that my English is not the best, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. And I'm really trying to do my best. But for me, it's great fun to share all these videos and the pictures, and I'm so pleased with all the response I'm getting from all over the world.
Mm. It's exciting because the way you work with color, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of gets inspiring, and you get to understand by how you're doing the design that, you know, each flower and each plant, whether it's even just the leaves, right, you're working with their nature's design. And showcasing, like, here's, you know, all these different plants that have this specific color type, yet at the same time, you're using the texture of the plant, the shape of the plant, to really create just a really, you know, big effect. It's really beautiful. And I love it because you can really work with the seasons. You know, I was going through the book. I mean, I know right now we're in spring, so we're all like, woo! But, you know, you look at summer colors and then getting into, you know, fall and winter, this is something you can use, you know, year-round. I love what you're doing in winter. You're making it magical. Like, it makes you want to not just hide inside the house with what you're doing.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm very pleased that you say that. But I would also say a very important thing when I'm making my design. This is repetition. If you look at the pictures, you will see that I repeat the plants. Let's say that you maybe have 15 pots. I will never plant 15 different plants. I will maybe choose 5 plants and plant them in 3 pots each. And then you have the repetition. You could also choose 3 plants and plant them in 5 pots. And it makes much more quietness. I think you understand what I say. If you look at many of my pictures, also my tulip plantings, where I'm also, I've forgotten to mention Myosotis, Forget Me Not, which is such a beautiful companion plant together with all the spring bulbs. But repetition, it's such an important thing. Also in my borders, I always work with repetition.
This is like painting a picture. You have to have your design and your structure and your balance. And you're right. If every single thing was a different plant, it would be overwhelming. But when you, it's a painting, and you lead people around the garden like an artist would lead a person into a painting.
It's great fun for me to do these things, and it's you can do it in so many ways, and you can really work with the colors and the foliage, and I'm so pleased that I have inspired so many people also to plant, for example, spring bulb in pots. And people, they are so kind and generous to share it on, for example, Instagram and tag me so I can see pictures from all over the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's almost overwhelming. Yeah.
Klaus, are you seeing a lot of people following your design concepts for garden weddings at their home? And I can see this being, we stay in, as we travel, you know, we're either pet sitting and looking after pets and taking care of people's gardens. So we get to play gardener across the country, which is very exciting for us because we learn about different plants and different microsystems. You know, it's exciting. But at the same time, we stay in a lot of bed and breakfast. And I'm thinking for bed and breakfast, this has to be, you know, for small boutique inns, a really good way of showcasing the seasons and really creating a dramatic effect for when their guests drive up to their property. And then for weddings, that you can change in the colors by using pots. Because over here, I don't know what's happening in your area, but weddings are back on. You know, a lot of people, even during COVID, which is still there, unfortunately. But this is one thing you can do. You can garden and not get COVID. So it's a healthy thing. But being outside, you know, there's a lot of small garden weddings happening in, you know, bed and breakfast and smaller parks in people's backyards. I would say this is a way, an economical way and a fun way to decorate for a wedding.
But I think you're completely right. And I think also when we are talking, you talk about bed and breakfast, but also small shops to welcome customers with some flowers, and if you go, people think that I'm almost mad because on my Instagram account you can see designs which I'm arranging on the outside the gates every year. But you know, Denmark is the country of Hans Christian Andersen. We are a fairy tale country, and people ask me if the plants will not be stolen, I think. But we are in such a quiet area. There are also people who have asked me if we live in a gated community, but we don't. I have a huge design with pots outside the gate so people can go and see them. And this is great fun. And of course, very few people will make such a big group. But also if you have a little shop and maybe you have 5 or 10 pots outside, and then you can take them in for the evening and also with a bed and breakfast. I think it's just great.
Mm. Inviting.
Yeah.
Also for weddings, but you need to plan it. Because if you know that you will have a wedding in for example, in May, you need to know what you will do. For example, if you will have a spring wedding, it would be nice to plant some spring bulbs. But I could also share a little secret with you when it comes to spring bulbs. Can you give me 2 minutes?
Sure. Yes.
Because so many people ask me about spring bulbs in pots. They say they had tried and they couldn't manage. And the problem is that very often the bulb will rotten because they will, if they are too much winter wet. Here we plant the spring bulbs in September, October, November. When do you do that in your area? Is it almost the same time?
Yeah, it really depends on the plant and where you are, but a lot of people will even just start them over Christmas, like the amaryllis and,
about tulips and daffodils. October.
October.
Then you do, when you take a pot and then you you have a proper soil and maybe you will, maybe you will fill it with half up with the soil, and then you water it, very well water it, and then you place the bulbs side by side, and then you cover with soil and water again. And now you have the most secret thing, because when you have watered, when you have planted the bulbs, they need to be covered. If you have a greenhouse, you can place them there. If you have a shed, under a table, you can cover them with a piece of plastic, because if they get winter wet, they will rotten. They don't need water until they start to grow. When you see the green tips, maybe in February, maybe in March, you take them out from the cover, and when they start to grow, you can water them quite slowly, and when they really start to grow, to give them more water. But the secret is to cover them over the winter so they don't get the winter wet. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're putting them to bed, but letting them grow.
Yeah.
You're making them cozy, giving them a blanket.
They don't need the water over the winter. They just need the water you had given them when you plant them, because then they will root, not rot, rotten, but they will have all the roots. The roots will go down, and then after New Year, they will start to grow. And when they start to grow and you see the first green tips, you are beginning to water them.
Okay, I like this. And you talk about soil, and you know that was something I wanted to bring up, because I think, you know, when you first start gardening, you go, okay, what soil do I go to? What do I buy? I know that you have your own soil line for everyone in your side of the world. Go keep up with Klaus at his website, klausdalby.dk, for that. But, when it starts to, okay, I'm going to plant, when you're outside, do you put – anything at the bottom? Do you put I know sometimes people put styrofoam or pebbles or, rocks and then soil. And so I have been guilty of this from many years ago. I'm like, I got soil in the backyard.
Yes.
Put it in there. That didn't work.
I have my own soil, potting soil, sold in my name here in Denmark. But you need to use a proper potting soil. You can't take soil from the garden. It's too heavy. So you plant bulbs in a soil. You don't need to feed the bulbs during the winter, because it doesn't matter. But of course, if you are growing plants during the summer, especially the daffodils, they need to be fed. And you do that during the season. But with bulbs, it's quite easy. But you can't use soil from the garden because, as I say, it's too heavy.
And especially if you're moving into a new house, you can't use the soil anywhere around the house.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's so many things that end up in that soil during the building. Yeah, that even if you're going to plant in the ground, you still need to bring in real soil.
You're right. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think also by container gardening, you know, I talked about this before we brought you on that, you know, this is something that children can get involved on a project. And I think for beginner gardeners, isn't this a better way, a road to success, to learning about plant care and, you know, if they get the right soil? Because we want more people to grow. And I know during COVID, a lot of people, you know, looked at their yard and their house and said, oh, you know, we're spending time, we need to fix everything up, and started to get out there and get brave, get their, you know, and I think everyone can learn how to garden. And there is, people get nervous about it. And gardening is super fun. But I think container gardening is really one of those first steps for success.
Yes, and as you say, with children, it's so easy. I have also written a book about kitchen gardening in pots. And you can guess bushy beans and bushy peas, and there are so many things. You can grow rhubarb, you can grow salad, you can grow kale and cabbage, and there are so many. For example, growing strawberries in pots. It's great. But I really agree when you're talking about the children, because you can give them maybe 3 or 5 pots, and then they can make their own little garden.
Absolutely. Lisa used to go out in our garden, and she'd take a little stick, and she would be the orchestra conductor. And lead all the plants, and most of them, we had a lot of dahlias and bulbs. She would lead them as the choir singing. It was really fun to watch.
It was my organ.
I told on you.
But she, Nancy, always let me have my own garden bed. That was your thing, but I had to learn about the plants and the sunlight and learn about soil and worms. And, you know, as kids, worms are super cool. They still are. You know, but, and I think this is something exciting for kids, because kids are so attached to their phones, and this is a way to get them out into nature, understanding, and have some pride, because it's exciting to watch things. I mean, bulbs are one of the ones that really,
they're so cool.
You know, we got to go beyond the green beans. I mean, everybody here grow green beans. We need more than that. You know, as kids, it's like the typical thing. But if we can do things like a bulb, to watch the bulb suddenly, you know, poke out from the soil and go, I'm coming. You know, it's like there's so many bulbs. Each season has bulbs. Look at daylilies. To me, daylilies are just, you know. There's
amazing.
So dahlias, like you're saying, for summer. And dahlias have amazing, they've got that, their little faces, you know.
There's so many colors and sizes and leaf changes.
It's so exciting for kids to see them start to come out and feel successful that maybe, you know, we'll get better stewards of the land.
I totally agree. And also a very important thing is that people who are not maybe very interested in gardening, they always talk about weeding, and they think it's a nightmare. And of course, it can be a nightmare if you are going to an old place and there are wilderness all over. But it makes it so easy when you have the pots, because if you use a fresh potting soil, you will not see weeds there, and you will be quite successful. And the thing is also, we need to be successful. Also children and people who are new in gardening. And with the pandemic, we have seen so many people starting to garden now. Mm-hmm. And I can see also that container gardening, it's a very easy way. As I have said, you need to water. But when you do that, and when you feed the plants, except the bulbs, which I have said you don't need to feed, you will be successful.
Now, what about tropical? Because we're getting, I know we're in spring now, but I'm looking ahead to summer. Because there's nothing like growing, you know, hibiscus and tropical flowers. You can even do tropical fruits in containers. And just kind of having that beautiful, you can create so many different looks depending on where you live too. Like through, you know, pot containers, you can do like a Mediterranean garden and do what, and have like some of the plants that kind of spill over the pot, you know, create that flowy kind of look. And so it's summertime. I mean, you can, do you get tropical in Denmark? I mean, what is it like? Do you have weather that you can do hibiscus and mandevilla?
Yes, but they're mainly indoor plants or green door plants. I need to be honest and say that I'm not that interested in tropical plants because I think they belong to the tropical places. But a plant I like, which is it's also look like tropical. It's cannas, you know, cannas you can have together with the dahlias, and they are great, especially with the foliage. There are so many nice varieties. But growing bananas and palms and things, it's not really.
Okay. Well, it is something about where you are. Like, you kind of want to
get to... I think so, because there are so many beautiful things we can grow here. And I love to go to the Mediterranean places and see how they can grow other plants there. But when I'm talking about gardening, I like it to be quite easy, because if plants are frost tender and you need to take them in, and I think for many people it will be a little bit they may be struggling with that. I like the easy kind of gardening.
Oh yeah. It's
more successful.
Beautiful.
You need to
have success. And also, if you, for example, take, what do you call them, you know, tropeolum, what do you call them in
topiaries?
Tropeolum, the small seeds you can also, but there's so many easy annuals. It's an annual. You can grow... Is, and maybe if I should talk about the easiest annual you can grow is cosmos. And you can grow containers. You can grow it in the garden. And it's also very trendy just now when we are talking about flower farming, growing plants for bouquets. And I would say I have sown, I think, maybe 12, maybe 14 different variety of cosmos. There are so many beautiful varieties, and they are so easy to grow.
You know, the cosmos are there, you know, they have so many different colors. I mean, they get that really dark purple kind of
magenta,
you know, almost black pink color, you know, and then that bright, bright pink. When I know they come from Australia, but we lived in South Africa for many years, and you would see fields of cosmos just growing wild. And but when you do see them, you know, in containers, it's like you get a little skip of joy when you see cosmos. They're little happy faces too.
This is such a great plant. I will also say a plant I really love. This is sweet peas, and they are also great to grow in containers. But you need to have a quite big containers, and you need to have a support. But they are just amazing.
They smell beautiful too.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I love them. I wanted to talk about autumn or fall over here, because going through your book, you brought out, you know, the pumpkins, and so you're kind of integrating, like, we can take design that we're doing, you know, in regards to, you know, what we're doing in our home. Like Barbara Streisand, you know, the famous singer, she decorates her garden according to the colors of her house on the interior.
Oh,
so when you walk outside,
make an arrangement so I can go and say hello to her?
I'm trying to. That's what I'm trying to say, you know. she's a funny girl. But yeah, but she does that where you're going from inside to outside, so it feels seamless, like everything is connected. And
she
does that
kind
of very similar color palette. Mm-hmm. And so I find that interesting because you can, through when you're having containers, looking at the pumpkins and the colors, it seems that we can take our decorating for different seasons, like Christmas, like, Halloween and fall or autumn, that we can kind of incorporate decor with the flowers.
Mm.
With the pot, yeah. Mm.
Yes, mm-hmm. And when we are talking about the pumpkins, I use them for Halloween. I don't grow them because the leaves will be too big, but I decorate with them. I have them together with the pots. Now I have looked it up at the internet. I will talk about tropeolum, but you can also say nasturtium. Do you understand?
Oh, nasturtium.
Nasturtium.
Yeah.
I have that.
They are so great in pots, and you can get them in so many colors. But be aware that you choose some low varieties, and then you don't feed them, because if you feed them, you will get too much foliage. So, but nasturtium, they are also great in containers, and you can throw them
in salads. You can
eat salad, them. Yeah, you can eat them.
Get out of my containers, Nancy. But then you can get those for good for fall colors because of those really, deep orange, the yellows.
Yeah, beautiful flowers.
A good thing is also to sow maybe in, if you maybe now sow the tropeolum in pots, then I will suggest you to sow again maybe in July because... Mm. Probably know that the leaves, they can turn yellow and they will not be very nice. So I think it's also a good idea to sow some plants mid-summer so you have them for the autumn time.
What about marigolds for fall? Would that be something you would plant?
Yes, a marigold, yes, for fall, but I think also they're great for, for summers. And one more very important thing is deadheading. Always deadheading. Well, when you're all flowers, not when you're talking about spring flowers, because they will not start to flower again, but you need to take the seed heads off. But when we are talking about, for example, cosmos, nasturtium, marigolds, and these kind of things, you need to deadhead because if they start to seed, they will stop flowering. But there are so many great plants.
Mm. I love this. Klaus, before you go, I wanted to ask, do you ever work with orchids?
Not really. Ah. You say orchids?
Yes, orchids. Or is that because of the because they're tropical, right?
Mm. Yes. Many people have them inside here, but I'm a bit strange because I don't have house plants. I just love to grow plants outside, and I have a fairly big house, but I don't have indoor plants.
Mm. I also, before you go, wanted to touch on the fact that you really work in parks and gardens too. So we thought you were before we went on air. We were talking about Tivoli Garden, but that's a different one than Copenhagen, where Nancy's been, but so you go in and help design actual botanical gardens and park gardens?
I'm normally not designing gardens for people, but we have here in Aarhus, I can explain, we live in Aarhus, which is the next biggest town in Denmark, and we have an old Tivoli Park here, and I have designed the spring borders there. We have planted in the autumn, in the fall, around 100,000 daffodils and tulips.
Wow.
And it's such a pleasure for me because I'm just telling what I want there, and then the gardeners, they plant it. But it's such a pleasure for me. I'm also involved in a flower show there where I have my container gardens, but it's a bit difficult for me to find the time because I'm also lecturing around Scandinavia, and I have just been in Norway to lecture in 14 places, and I have my Yes, I'm running a publishing company, and I'm writing the books and the garden, but it's such a pleasure for me.
Oh, thank you so much for spending time with us. It's been a true pleasure having you on the show and reading your book, and I want to go garden now.
Yes.
And I can tell you, I don't think I will tell you the subject, but next year I will. There will be a new book in English from Cool Springs. They have bought a new book from me, but we will keep it as a secret until it will be published. But you are more than welcome to contact me again, and then I would love to talk about it.
Oh, that we would love that. We would love that. Well, thank you so much, and everyone again. Containers in the Garden is the book. It's out now, and it is beautiful. I mean, you're going to want to get out there and garden, and even if you just do one pot at a time. But I mean, just even looking at the book just makes you happy because it's so much color and the design. It makes you. It inspires creativity, and you're working with Mother Nature when you do this, so it's the best thing on the planet. So Containers in the Garden is the book, again, by Klaus Dalby, and you can keep up with him on Instagram, Klaus Dalby, and that's Klausdalby. And you can go to klausdalby.dk as well to keep up with him. And we're going to be featuring him in our upcoming Garden Gossip magazine. So keep up with us at blendradioandtv.com for that. Best thing to do is sign up for our newsletter so you can get the magazine in your email. So thank you so much, Klaus. You take care and have a wonderful spring.
And wishing you the most happy Easter and a nice spring. And please send me a link to the program, and I would love to share about it.
Oh, we will do, for sure. Thank you so much, Klaus.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for the rest of the program.
I'm following you on Instagram.
Ah, there she goes.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome is that? I mean, I'm ready to garden.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Mark.